You're listening to the Poets Cafe. We are the Poets Cafe that is the love poetry tonight. And I am just so, so excited. On the music that you were just hearing, we have live musicians at the Poets Cafe. I cannot believe it. We have Dave, we have Andre, and we have Alan. Alan is on the steel pans, and David is on guitar, and Andre is on that beautiful, 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 beautiful wind instrument. And I'm loving it. And we also have in the audience with us our poets. And my goodness, we're in for a love treat today. We have Chris that's back, and I'm so happy that he's come back to the Poets Cafe with us. And we have Michael, the one and only Michael Miller, is here gracing us with his work. And we have a new poet. She's from Ethiopia, and she'll be returning to Ethiopia, unfortunately, in the next couple of weeks. And her name is Christine. So let's start with you, Chris. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name's Chris Wesley. I am a poet, photographer, and also a musician. I try and paint with words. I try and tell stories with pictures. And I try and move you with music.
Well, Michael Miller, also known for Moontide Press.
Yes. Hi, Marina. Pleasure to be back on the show again. My name is Michael Miller. I'm the publisher of Moontide Press. I'm also the author of two books from Tabat Bach, and looking forward to the show here today.
And we have with us Christine from Ethiopia.
Hi, my name is Christine. I like to refer myself as a poet and writer and a human being. So thank you for having me on the show.
You are very welcome. Christine was hanging out with me today because she wanted to hang out and meet poets. And I said, well, come on and do more than that. Share some of your work. So we're going to get right into today's show. And this format is going to be a little bit different because I want the poets to really share and the musicians to groove. So there's going to be kind of an order audience, and it will be Chris will do one of his pieces, and then Michael will do one of his, and then Christina will do one of hers. And that's going to be kind of the order of it. And let's talk more poetry and a lot of music. So let's get into the Love Cafe.
I hope these words haven't come too late, that you haven't resolved to let come what may, that the world still holds a wonder or two, and you have faith the good man will come through, cause I'm on my way even now as you listen, though my voice seems a distant transmission, intentions entrenched in the belief that true love exists in a world where unrest is allotted like alms, where siren songs are accepted as psalms, where we nest in the flesh, holding like breath and bed with our stress until we breed death. But I'll make my way through the brambles and thorns, march though the sun beats a sweat from my pores, mirages appear and hint of your shores and the life I believe we have yet to explore. I know I might seem a little naive, or perhaps it's a ploy me expressing these things. I admit, sometimes it looks those ways. Eyes can deceive when we're walking by faith, with the heat of seduction impeding our thoughts till we yield to temptation at the cost of our hearts distorting the way we view ourselves till we no longer care for our relationship's health. But times like these demand we look hard past the words used to hurt and the deeds that left scars, so we can rest our best from spirit and flesh till sketch begets steps, begets summit, we crest. We may not know the day that we meet, the expanse of the journey we have yet to complete. One day I'll finally know your name, and you'll recognize the man from whence these words came.
In the ghost town, we walk hand in hand, thin shadows waving over lost saloons and the ragged posters of medicine shows, our watches hidden, forgetting time. Thin shadows waving over lost saloons, we guess at the names on the faded headstones. Our watches hidden, forgetting time, we kiss in the shade of the jail. She tells me we guess at the names on the faded headstones as we walk on our own crooked journey. We kiss in the shade of the jail. She tells me stories plied from the gospel wagon as we walk on our own crooked journey. Her voice is shadow now, the light rays expand. Stories plied from the gospel wagon fade on a prayer book's tattered pages. Her voice is shadow now, the light rays expand past lovemaking stains on single beds, fade on a prayer book's tattered pages. The chapel towers over sunburned land. Past lovemaking stains on single beds and the ragged posters of medicine shows, the chapel towers over sunburned land. In the ghost town, we walk hand in hand.
Hands above my head, do help my soul. It's been traded for another piece of gold. I am the merchant and the buyer, but I've been cheated. The value of the gold I traded has depleted. My soul is sold and I have no more hope. No gods left to cry out to, so I hold on to the rope. Ears above my head, do hear me out. My voice is lost, I cannot shout. I've wasted words on worthless notions. It's like I'm speaking from the bottom of the oceans. My own hand covers my mouth, I cannot speak. My hopes and dreams have now gone bleak. Eyes above my head, keep an eye on my lost soul. Search for it and look for it through my heart's hole. My soul is gone now, I have nothing left to show. The gold I sold it for, I have used to pay up what I owe. Do be watchful for the trader that owns it now. It shall one day return to me, though I don't know how. Forces above my head, please give me strength to endure this soulless life for the given length. I shall trade, exchange, sell, and buy what I can find to repossess the sweetest soul I left behind. I shall roam the earth far and wide to get my soul, but I can no longer retrieve its value, which was gold. The volcano inside my head has now erupted. That priceless soul of mine has been corrupted. My soul has lost the innocence it was born with. Now it has left me floating on some deep shit. Unretrievable my innocence has now become, but my poor soul shall one day return back home.
Red light holds. I contemplate getting out of the car and crawling over to press the crosswalk button to change it. But before I do, my wife makes one last look both ways and runs it. She calls my name again, not wanting to take her eyes off the road, worried that I've lost consciousness. I answer and fall silent again, trying to control my writhing and ignore the pain in my abdomen. The hospital is still minutes away, and it occurs to me I may not be alive much longer. I'm surprised to realize that a big part of me remains indifferent to dying. Not in some brave sense. More like, well, what did I expect? I see this thinking for what it is, and do what I've taught myself to do when I should care, but don't. I look over at my wife. See me through her eyes. I resolve that she deserves much more than a husband who could die on her with shrugged shoulders. If it turns out I have to fight to survive, death will find my will quite considerable.
The crack is the first thing covered. The jag on the wall beside the window, showing through the patch of slapped white paint. The couple's framed picture hangs on top of it. The faces beam, as if glad to be of use. The first days start with a fade to white. From the improvised bed, eyes open to blank walls, the dresser's only ornament, the white back of the lease. In his daydreams, nothing will change beyond this. These rooms a breath held on a street of dusty hues. It is her wishes that set the rooms breathing. On weekends, the paper bags fill with color, the yard sales building what exists of home. This Lincoln on driftwood will fit the kitchen until money allows an oil painting. A real tree, someday, will replace this fake one by the door.
My soul is a poet that is lost in the midst of despair. It is suffocating on love, and at times it tries gasping for air. It drowns alone on the surface of the deepest oceans, and chokes on an overdose of lab-concocted emotions. It does not cry out for outside help or attention. It is pleased with its own sorry words of depression. My soul is the poem written by happy fingers on a parchment. It fears not even fear itself, but is alarmed by attachment. It floats on its own through events of life's sequences and swallows whole its own misery and consequences. It does not cling on external hopes of an eternal life. It is content with its unbalanced equilibrium like a two-edged knife. My soul is the verses that it cites throughout the night. It is strangled by their weight, yet it is still putting up a fight. It is submerged in feelings of self-love and introspection, and resurfaces unexpectedly through its lyrical potion. It does not worry about how it will sound to outside ears. It is content with what it wrote down and the verses it hears. My soul is the assembly of letters, words, and phrases. It is slowly dimming and dying out in its self-created mazes. It is living to make known its existence to the world, and struggles to write, speak, in the hopes of being read and heard. It does not expect to be acclaimed or idolized. It is joyful with its poor poet's soul that should be recognized.
You are listening to the Poets Cafe on KPFK. I'm Morena Okbu, and you are in the Poets Love Cafe today. We've got Chris with us. We've got Michael with us. We've got Christine with us. Oh my gosh. And then we have the beautiful musicians that are playing behind me. We have Andre and Dave and Alan. Oh my goodness gracious. I don't want to waste a lot of time talking, but I want everybody out there to get their favorite drink and just curl up and know we are sending you all the love that we can. And I'm going to have Chris to come back in, followed by Michael, followed by Christine, to do some more of this lovely, lovely poetry.
As a lone drop of rain glides down my cheek, I concentrate on the peace that has settled over this small part of the world. The quiet whisper of falling rain echoes in a mind lost in a child's paradise, where every puddle is a playground and every raindrop is a promise of the hot chocolate that will greet me when I return home. I'm so gloriously soaked from this wonderment God has blessed me to experience and enjoy. Memories cascade over my awareness in a song of children's voices, one of them my own, enchanted by the spectacle of this simple event. This song fades, though, with the coming of the school bus bearing my wife's and my first child. Today is a special day, one that I'll remember for years to come just because it exists. And the best part is it's not over yet. There is still a lovely wife to return home to, a fireplace to light, and more memories to be made with the most beautiful family a man could hope for.
Last date before the proposal. This is the quiet negotiation, the laying of terms, the unspoken drawing of the boundary between two sides that will be reached across but never breached. The ritual starts at a sunlit table. Each of us has been here before. There is nothing to sign, nothing to bring but intentions. The past has taught us what to keep in sight. Over untouched teas, we discuss Kurosawa. You call him a humanist. I have forgotten his films. It is not about them, but the way you say humanist. We are auditioning parts. If this voice softens, it may be the one to stir awake and rasp comforts at 2 a.m. And look at this hand. It is scarred from tools, but trembles to hold the wine glass steady. This hand will not rage. We know all the scenes to come, the leases signed in confidence, and the shoulders stroked over doctor's papers. The path that reverses in time to these 2 parking spots, this corner of the diner. The road begins when we end suspicions. We part with a handshake, disguised as a kiss.
Beside my bed today when it's been years, I tried to pray to the force above with inside tears, hoping it understood the language of my heartbeat and silently asked to give me codes so I could cheat. Tell me, please, I said to thee, how I should live my days. So many think that righteousness is found only in their ways. I followed some and I believed I was truly saved, and I felt as though my road was asphalted and paved. Show me, please, I said to thee, the road that I shall take. So many pointed towards the roads that seem real fake. I followed them through the tunnels with lights unlit, and I felt I won the game without a cheat or a forfeit. Hold me, please, I said to thee, through the nights so dim and dark. So many act like a clownfish when they really are a shark. I followed them into deep seas, thinking it will be my fate, and I got out in time before it was too late. Hear me, please, I pleaded thee, my sorrows are not big. So many gave me tools so that my grave I'd dig. I shoveled and dug, but now I kneel to pray beside my bed. But I should get up now, my knees are only getting numb. My heart has changed its language now, and my tears feel dumb. Hoping the force outside myself heard of my outcry, and if it hasn't, then I shall stand up and try. I sit beside my bed today thinking of what I've done till now. Don't know if I can reach the force above, do show me where and how. Hoping to find the light inside the soul that I carry, or is it my soul that carries me when I am weary? So tell me, please, is there anything from which we find our source? Is it great or even greater, and is it even a love force? I don't know much, but I do know that this much is true. This thing I can't explain. I love all of you. Thank you.
check my fly and check my breath. Last look in the mirror, now to face the stress. Walk into the restaurant to meet my blind date. Hope against hope that I'm about to meet my soulmate. Present myself, not as Kid Casagoldblum. Dash is the name that I use in the showroom. Try to start things off with a little humor. The way she reacts, that's not the way to woo her. So I settle in for the long interview. Trying not to let things change my point of view. Because it seems all she knows of male affection is what to do when shown an erection. The more that I hear, the more that I'm aware of the reasoning behind the thought that we should pair. She needs someone who can see her from the inside. I need someone who knows what it feels like to hold your hand to your heart and pledge allegiance for a cause that only seems to bring you grievance. And though I see in her potential four-leaf clover, she looks at me and says, this date is over.
The man and woman who escaped the mixer. The questionnaire's torn to confetti in her fingers. She kisses him and calls for them to start a movement. Some political office, no doubt, in need of volunteers, or coffee shop open to lay plans until sunrise. In her strapless top, in his crumpled collar, they press for warmth on the bench and declare their second act. The first ended minutes ago with a sprint from the restaurant, the cradle and clutched toys and nights in the library, now the prelude for what this hour will set in motion. The phone they scroll together offering no leads, they shout out the endeavors they will start next week. With the money they can scrape, they will launch the magazine. The silent film house will hold her grandfather's piano. As the hours pass, their eyes bleary, they count the dreams that lived before them on this street, this block shimmering with lamps and mastered so many times. Was it one fierce will that paved the hillside level? How many that teased each flower, set each high-rise stark and looming? The only achievement tonight was the escape, this press for warmth, the making this spot with a stranger on a bench, the last names and addresses still unknown. At the right time, it is enough to wonder. It is enough to coax what the night has left in store.
God knows why I said those things to you. Though they were hurtful, you know them to be true. Whatever made you turn your back and run away from me better knock some sense in you and bring you back to me. I know I've been insensitive, but feelings are overrated. You are what I love and everything I've ever hated. It was in the way you looked at me with those killer eyes. It took a look I can't shake off even with a thousand goodbyes. I must be losing my mind because I'm having mixed feelings. Someone just take the remote. Please reset my settings so that I can tell you the few words in my heart. I know why you never wanted me around your friends. You were ashamed I didn't follow your stupid trends. You looked around to realize what you had gotten yourself into. So you said those things to make me leave, but for who? Is it because I don't wear makeup, because I don't hide my face, because it don't look like I came from outer space? Whatever your reason was, I am glad I turned my back on you, because deep down I know I am better off without you. There is no way I can ever be without you, but it's as if I can never be around you. I know that you are the one I want for me. I am sure there aren't other fishes in the sea. I want to keep telling you I love you, but I'd rather keep it in so we can keep playing these little games we play, and if we fight, know that I am here to stay. I'd never make you leave on purpose, but I did. Instead of sitting cell when the storm came, I hid. How can I ever be ashamed of any part of you when I stood up long nights just staring at you? Somehow we drained the life out of each other and we were dying more when we were together. So I said the things that crossed my mind, the words that I had once left behind, to make you understand there was someone else I wanted for me. But as I stared into your eyes, past feelings just haunted me. I am glad you are taking the time now, but it's a little bit too late, because you are now on the list of all the things I hate. You have to know that I am not dispensable or yours. You can't buy me with words or money. Go try it on your whores. Our relationship was burdensome. It was more like work. It felt like I was struggling to eat soup with a fork. I thought that you were different, and different you were at first, but you changed 180 degrees once you quenched your thirst. You drained the youth, the strength, and the life out of me. I couldn't see because your stupid love blinded me. So here I want to say the way I feel. There is no way I can ever be without you, but it's as if I can never be around you. I know that you are the one I want for me. I am sure there aren't other fishes in the sea. I want to keep telling you I love you, but I'd rather keep it in so we can keep playing these little games we play. And if we fight, know that I am here to stay.
I'm Irena Ogbu. Look for the Poets Cafe fan page on Facebook. You've been listening to the Poets Cafe on KPFK Pacifica Radio for all of Southern California and beyond.
Friday, 7 to 8 a.m., Thursday. Is the mainstream media spreading misinformation on what is happening in the Ukraine? And if so, how and why? Also, an update on last summer's chemical weapons attack in Syria. Our guest is Robert Parry, investigative journalist and author. Also, talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel have stalled. We speak with Phyllis Bennis, expert on the region. And for our weekly Earth Watch, we discuss bioenergy with carbon capture and storage, favored by the fossil fuel industry as a way of reducing carbon dioxide. Dr. Rachel Smoker, co-director of Biofuel Watch, fills us in. Sojourner Truth Thursday, April 10th. This is your host, Margaret Preston.
Yo, this is Immortal Technique. Right now you're listening to KPFK 90.7 Los Angeles. Revolutionary commentary. You know what it is. KPFK, bringing you the realness. Peace.
Harlem streets stay flooded in white powder.
A young inventor on an Indiana farm dreams that her creation could change the world.
Television will be the end of war, because who could bear it? Who could bear to see war right in your own living room?
The Ruby Sunrise by Rinna Groff. Next time on LA Theater Works. Thursday evenings at 7 on Southern California Pacifica Radio, KPFK.
Good evening. This is Pacifica Radio, KPFK, for all of Southern California, 90.7, and we're also on the web at kpfk.org. Stay tuned now for KPFK Spanish language programming coming up next, beginning with Informativo Pacifica, then followed by Contragolpe, and then when Encuentros, and then for Noticiero Pacifica, which is aired at 11 tonight. That's coming up soon. Stay tuned.